A week before, Indian Foreign Minister Pranab Mukherjee was to travel to Islamabad to hold talks with his Pakistani counterpart Shah Mahmood Qureshi. Serial bomb blasts in crowded markets shook the Indian city of Jaipur, killing more than 60 people. The same day, the Indian Army said that Pakistan had violated a 2003 ceasefire along the line of control in Kashmir by firing at one of its posts. Pakistan denied the allegation. In Kashmir, where India claims that insurgency was at its end, officials say that there is a sudden spurt in infiltration on the borders, allegedly abetted by Pakistan. 8 people were killed in a gunfight between suspected militants and troops in the Samba sector of Indian administered Kashmir last week. Officials blamed recent infiltrations for the attack. On Saturday, Indian police killed 6 rebels in a major gunfight in the Thral area of southern Kashmir. The developments are likely to dominate the bilateral talks on Wednesday that are the first since the civilian government in Pakistan took over in March. Earlier, the two countries held 3 rounds dialogue since initiating a peace process in 2003. Unlike in the past instances where India has been quick to blame Pakistan-based groups for the blasts, this time it showed restraint. However, officials said the issue of what India calls cross-border terrorism and infiltration will come up in the scheduled talks. India's Foreign Secretary Shiv Shankar Menon will be meeting his Pakistani counterpart a day ahead of the talks between the foreign ministers. Talking to reporters in New Delhi after the Jaipur blast last week, Menon said,
"For us, the fact of infiltration itself is the problem, and we will deal with it on the ground, but also bilaterally with Pakistan. We will raise it with them."
Menon, however, refrained from blaming Pakistan for the blasts.
"I don't want to jump to conclusions here. We are still in the process of investigating it and looking at it. Once we come to certain conclusions, then we will decide what we do."
The Pakistani side has, however, expressed optimism about the talks and played down Menon's remarks. Pakistan's Foreign Office spokesman said Thursday that they were very positive about the talks and hope to make further progress on many issues, including Kashmir. Shahnawaz Khan for VOA News, Srinagar.